Never got. He's back there at Willen. Oh, we're on?
Oh, we are?
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Oz Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Lady Be Good, played by Oz Nelson and his orchestra. Now we bring you the star of our show, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, Red Skelton.
Oh. Isn't that marvelous? He did that without a script. Did you notice that? Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And how are you tonight, Truman? What do you know?
Oh, nothing much, Red. What do you know?
Nothing. Well, we're a couple of morons, ain't we?
Oh, you shouldn't say that, Red. I'm just tired, you know.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I've really been busy with my spring house cleaning.
Say, me too. Boy, was that place dirty. I found a gopher in the living room.
Red, you found gophers in the living room?
Yeah.
Where'd they come from?
I don't know, but one of them was singing Deep in the Heart of Texas. How about you, Brad? Well, what's the dirt?
Well, Red, in 2 days' time, we turned the house inside out.
You really turned the house inside out?
That's right. Ripley's down there now drawing a picture of it.
No kidding. You know, I only started my spring cleaning this morning, you know.
Yeah?
I was going to start yesterday, but I had to redeem my attic from the finance company first.
Well, I bet you had a job on your hands, didn't you, house?
Oh, boy, you ain't kidding. I washed the windows for 3 hours before I realized they were covered with blackout paper.
Well, Red, you find a lot of strange things when you start house cleaning, don't
you? Yeah, you know, I opened an old closet door, and I found three husbands left over from an old movie star. You know my 18th century bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I dusted it this morning, and it turned out to be Swedish modern.
Things were really dirty, huh?
Dirty? Say, we had to drill for the piano.
Was all the music dirty, too?
Yeah, I dusted it. See, I know what's coming.
Was all the music dirty, too? Right?
Yeah, I dusted off Tchaikovsky's piano concerto and found Tchaikovsky. Maybe I didn't know what was coming.
Well, how about that picture of Whistler's mother, you know? Yeah. Was that dusty?
Yeah, Whistler's mother was so dusty she couldn't even pucker. But, you know, I can't get over how dirty that piano was. You know, nobody ever laugh at me when I sit down.
No? Why?
They couldn't see me.
Say, those rugs, did you clean all the rugs, too?
What rugs?
Now, Red, haven't you got any rugs?
No.
Well, what's on the floor?
Devil grass?
Hiya, Red.
Hello, Harriet.
Say, Red, I saw you doing your spring house cleaning.
You did?
You look very cute in that apron and dust cap.
Like the Grayson girl, huh? Say, yeah, you know, I was very... A very embarrassing thing happened to me. A salesman came to the door.
What'd he do?
Well, he took one look at me in this dust cap and apron, and he says, do you need any razor blades, madam? I don't know about that milkman, but I certainly had that gas man guessing.
Say, Red, it sounds like your house was really dirty.
Yeah, I didn't realize how bad it was until I looked out and saw a tramp coming by, and he stopped and looked at the house.
What'd he say?
Well, he just threw back his shoulders, and he says, I feel much better now.
Where did you start, Red? The attic?
No, gosh, it was so dark up there. I saw Orson Welles over in the corner hatching out plots.
It's a wonder you didn't find your Aunt Emma's hoop skirt up there.
You know, it's a funny thing. I did find Aunt Emma's hoop skirt up there. And what's more, after a little rummaging, I found Aunt Emma. Say, you know, I even I had to pry open the piano to dust behind it.
Red, you pried open the lid of the piano?
Yeah. You know, I never knew gophers slip on their stomachs before.
Yeah, dust sure gets into everything. You have to brush off the whole room.
Yeah.
I got a nice brush off once.
What was it, Ozzie? A girl?
Yeah, I whistled at a dame the other night.
Yeah, what happened?
The same old thing. I went from trail to frail to jail in 5 minutes.
Say, have you been doing anything about your spring cleaning, Harriet?
Oh, yes. We took out all the furniture and aired it.
Oh, you know, I took my mattress out in the backyard for an airing, and what do you think happened?
What?
All the lumps got up and ran off into the woods.
I got my lumps once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yeah, I bet a guy I could lean further out of the window than he could.
And you won.
Yeah. Gosh, the things a fellow will do these days for a yo-yo.
You know, Red, spring must be here. Everybody's starting to plant those victory gardens where they raise their own vegetables and things.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea, especially out here in California where things grow so fast.
Do things really grow fast here, Red?
Sure, you wait and see. You plant carrots in the ground and it'll only be 2 weeks before they die. You know, that victory's a swell idea. There's a lady next door to me that goes a little farther. She even has a victory laundry.
A victory laundry?
Yeah,
what's that?
Every time she hangs her wash on the line, it's always 3 shorts and 1 long.
Well, I'm through with my spring cleaning. I've got all my dusting and washing and mangling done.
I was mangled once.
Really, Ozzie? What happened?
I thought he was her brother.
Well, you know, I usually leave the inside work to the women folks. I clean up the yard myself.
Yeah, I saw your yard. It's dirtier than ever.
Yeah. Well, that ain't my fault. The guy next door can throw those cans back over in my place before I can get them over the fence. Say, but it's a lot of fun, though. Say, I found a lot of stuff. You know, when you clean house, you find things that you've been missing. I pulled down the shade and found a pair of pants that's been pressing for 3 years. Then I found a 1943 newspaper.
Oh, you mean an 1843 newspaper, don't you?
No, 1943. And it said, MacArthur takes Manila. Was I Wondered What, played by Fernsworth Aislop, a piano player. Say, Ozzie, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to come over to see you at the Florentine Gardens, but I went to San Diego and got lost.
You got lost? Well, why didn't you ask someone how to get back?
I didn't. By the time he finished telling me, he was lost. You know, getting directions from a stranger is really an experience. Say, what do you say, Ozzie? Let's show different people who are lost and the troubles they run into. First, we have a guy who's lost at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he runs into one of these guys.
Hey, why don't you watch out where you're going?
I don't have to. I have a California driver's license. Why don't you look where you're going? I almost ran over you.
You did?
Yeah, now, come on. Get out of the way. Move.
I can't. You're a Buick standing on my foot.
Now, wait a minute. Hey, have you been drinking?
Well, I ain't been hit by shrapnel.
Now, look, buddy, you ought to be more careful. You walked right in front of my car.
I did not.
You did.
I did not. I fell in front of it.
Well, now, tell me, why did you do that?
Well, I saw 2 lampposts, and I leaned up against the wrong one. Hey, what's your name, anyway?
My name's Bradley. I'm a traveling salesman from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't washed in 3 days, and look at that, we just matched. And my name's Jones. What's your name?
Bradley, I told you.
Bradley, I told you. What an unusual name.
Now, Now listen, friend. Where do you come from?
Reform school, North Dakota.
No, wait. I mean, where do you live?
Reform school, North Dakota.
Listen, please. Where were you born?
Oh! Reform school, South Dakota.
Listen, will you? Now, look, you ought to go home. You're in no condition to be wandering around the streets. Look at your clothes.
Yeah.
You been lying in the gutter?
Yeah, I was laying in the gutter. Boy, it was terrible.
Really bad, huh?
Yeah, no Venetian blinds. And the things I've seen tonight.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
You've seen some strange things, huh?
Yeah, a little while ago, I saw a mink wearing a chorus girl.
Say, tell me something. You intrigue me. What do you do for a living?
I just ignore it.
No, you must.
I'm a wine taster.
You're a what?
I'm a wine taster. I've been for 20 years tasting wine.
Oh, say, can you taste wine and tell what brand it is?
No. And there are times I can't even tell what town it is.
Say, look, maybe you could help me. I'm lost, you see.
Yeah.
Now, could you tell me, where's there a good hotel in this town?
Good hotel.
Yeah, a good hotel.
Let me see. Is your name Smith?
No, it isn't Smith.
You couldn't stay in that hotel, then.
Well, what's the matter with that hotel?
The beds. It comes out of the wall.
Well, lots of beds do that.
Yeah, but you should see the wall, and you wouldn't blame it.
Now, look here, old boy. Where's there a good hotel in this town?
There ain't any.
Well, then, are there any rooming houses?
Yeah, but a high-class guy like you shouldn't stay in a rooming house.
No.
Why don't you go to a hotel?
Okay, I will. But where is one?
There ain't any.
Say, we're just going around and around.
Yeah, may I have the next dance?
Don't be silly. I wouldn't dance with you.
Well, why not? I got tickets.
Now, look, it's getting late. What time is it? Have you got a watch?
Yeah, I got a watch right here.
What time is it?
No, I can't tell you.
Why not?
It ain't my watch.
Look, let me see that watch.
No.
Let me see the watch.
Wait a minute. Let's not get nosy.
Let me see the watch.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. This isn't a watch, it's a compass.
A compass?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder I'm always late for the traffic school.
You're a screwball.
I'm a screwball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see you bounce me.
Now, look, I don't want to bounce you. I want to find a place to sleep.
Sleep? You got your pajamas with you?
I don't sleep in pajamas.
Neither do I. A bed's good enough for me. But it's going to be different when the Army takes me.
Ah, oh, you're kidding. Why would the Army take you?
Oh, my wife.
Your wife?
Yeah, the old blabbermouth told him I was a tank. Did I ever show you a picture of my wife?
Well, no, I don't think you did, but I'd love to see it.
Oh, Peeping Tom, huh?
Well, I'm afraid the Army couldn't use you, my friend.
Why not? You know them flamethrowers them Japs have got? It throws out them flames.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, with me around, I could just go out and lap it up.
Well, I'll tell you, I wish I knew where I was.
Yeah.
Oh, say, tell me. Is there a hotel in the next town?
There ain't any.
There isn't any hotel in the next town?
There ain't any next town.
Now, look here, my friend. I've got to find a place to stay and get some rest.
Say, I know a little place.
Fine.
I go there all the time. It's nice and quiet. You start the car and I'll take you there.
No, now, wait. You just give me the directions. I'll find it.
I don't even know where I am, and he wants me to give him directions.
All right, come on. Climb in the car, and we'll try and find a hotel. Huh?
Okay, I'll drive.
Wait just a minute. Just a minute. You're not driving my car.
Why not? I got plenty of gas.
Well, that's fine. But you see, I'll drive. You just point out the direction.
Okay, huh? All right.
All right. Well, don't stand there. Get in the car and close the door.
Okay. Wait, I'll try to close it again.
Get in the car and close the... There! Now, that's better. Didn't have your strength for that.
They're putting awful cheap doors in these things. Half glass.
All right. Now which way?
How did I get in the back seat? Stop starting that thing so quick, will you?
Get up here beside me and tell me which way.
Hey, I don't want to scare you or anything.
No?
But there's somebody sitting next to me in this seat.
Look, that's me.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, don't look now, but somebody's sitting next to you.
That is you.
Oh, well, now that we got that straightened out, what's my name? Here, turn up this alley, will you?
Okay. Wait a minute. This is a dead end.
Hmm?
I said dead end. Dead end.
Come to think of it, I do feel a little numb.
No, no, you dope. This is a dead end street, and we're driving straight toward a solid brick wall.
Solid brick wall, he said.
It's a solid brick. Get your foot off that accelerator. Look out. We're going to crash.
Wasn't so solid after all, was it?
What do you say? Let's do Clem, the fellow from the country. This week he's bought a ferry boat. On his first trip across the river, he got lost for 3 days, so let's see what happens now.
Well, here I am. The captain of a ferry boat. Steamboat Bill, down the Mississippi. Do, 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 do. Well, I gotta stop drinking that bicarbonate. Oh, I'm wrong. It's a customer driving up.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Dee. Where you heading, Daisy June?
Well, I heard you found your way back, so I came down to make the next trip with you.
Yeah?
Where'd you go?
I don't know.
Well, how'd you get back?
I got chummy with a Columbia River salmon.
Will you drive my car up on the ferry boat, Clem? That gangplank looks too narrow for me to drive up.
Okay, driving up a gangplank is just as easy as falling off a gangplank. You just back her up. Pardon me, how do we get to the ferry boat?
2 miles straight ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. Now you aim your front of your car right for the ramp, see? Then you give her the gas. Well, what do you know? I missed it a mile. Hurry up. You better climb on the boat.
Okay, Clem. Oh, look at my car. It sunk.
Yeah.
You wait till I see that salesman. He told me that car had floating power.
Say, Daisy June, did you bring anything to eat? I'm hungry.
You got that empty feeling, Clem?
Yeah, I'm as empty as that guy on the Fibber McGee program, Hollow Wilcox.
You listen to the radio a lot, don't you, Clem?
Yeah, I even wrote a letter to the What's My Name program.
What happened?
Nothing. They didn't know my name.
Say, can I steer the boat, Clem?
No, no. The last time I let you steer it, we crossed side saddle. Well, here we go. Hold on. I forgot the windpipe from the dock again.
Oh, that's all right. Ain't it romantic, Clem, just sailing? Look at the beautiful sunset on them orange peels on the water. Say, where do you get the cannon on the front of your boat?
Well, you remember the other night during the blackout, some dirty crook stole the cannon in front of the city hall?
Yes.
Pretty, ain't it?
Say, Clem, it's only supposed to take 3 minutes to cross, ain't it?
You?
Well, look at your watch. If we've been gone more than 3 minutes, we're lost.
Okay, I'll look at my watch.
Well, how long have we been gone?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? I think we're lost again.
But look at your chart.
Okay, now let me see. Now, 7 goes into 3 twice. Carry 1. 1 over here.
Well, where are we?
Well, the way I figure on my nautical map and by this moss on the side of the boat, we're somewhere in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Which way are we going?
Well, I don't know.
Look at your compass.
Well, I threw that darn thing away.
Well, why, Clem?
Well, I wanted to go east, and it only pointed to the north.
Say, this river's getting awful wide.
Yeah, and rougher, too. Look at them big waves. Gee, I hope them poor little termites brought their life belts along.
Say, Clem, I think we're out in the ocean.
Yeah, what makes you think so?
Look, there's a whale.
A whale? That's a Jap submarine. Let me hit my cannon.
Oh, that's a whale, Clem. Don't shoot him. He'll splash all over the
don't
boat.
Tell me. I know a Jap sub when I see one. Hold on. I'm going to shoot him. Have some blubber, my little Eskimo pie?
Then we have a lady and her little boy. They're on a they're on a shopping tour, and the little boy gets lost in the store. And as he wanders about, he is spied by the store's detective. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean old kid.
Mommy, mommy dog, yoo-hoo, mommy, I want my mommy.
Oh, hello there, little boy, are you lost?
Well, what do you think, I sprouted through a crack in the floor? Are you the store detective or the floor walker?
I am the store detective, why?
Well, in that case, I will kick you in the shin.
Oh! What's the idea? Supposing I was the floor walker, what would you have done?
Same thing. I got a one-track mind. Have you seen my mommy?
No, but if you tell me where you got lost, maybe I can find your mother.
All right. I'll be on the second floor near the broken dish department.
You must be mistaken, son. We don't have a broken dish department.
He don't know me very well, does he? Who died? Who died?
Hello. Quiet, son, quiet.
Who died?
Yeah, this is the store detective. What's that? There's a maniac in the store. All the drawers in the furniture department are pulled out?
Uh-oh.
What'd you say? Someone broke all the toys on the fifth floor. And not a floor walker has a carnation left.
I wonder if he will notice the ink in the perfume spray.
Yeah, I'll call you back. Well, son, where did you say your mother... Where'd you say she was going?
I think she was going to the toy repair department.
Why, what makes you think that?
Well, she said something about she was going to fix me a little wagon.
Want to fix your wagon?
Yeah, it ought to be easy to find my mommy because everybody said I had a spitting image of her.
Spitting image?
Yeah, you want me to prove it?
No! Now, just a minute. Tell me, what is your name?
Oh, I know. You ain't gonna get nothing out of me, boy. Me with a pals will think I'm a rat. No, no.
Oh, brother.
Hey, I tell you what, though. Yeah. If you turn a big bright light on my face like they do in the movie and pretend you were grilling me, I may talk.
You may talk.
Yes, or I may bite. I am temperamental, you know.
All right. I'll turn the lights out.
Okay, boy, this is fun.
There. Now the lights are out.
Yeah. Well, come on, grill me a widow.
Oh, how I'd love to, sunny side up. All right, what's your name?
What's my name?
Yes, what's your name?
You get that, Doc.
Well, then I'll try something else. Where do you live?
In the La Brea tar pit.
Now, wait a minute, Sonny. You don't live in the La Brea tar pits. Now, do you?
No, but I will if I don't tell you my name.
You said it. Well, I'll try you once again. All right. What's your name?
No, I'm not going to tell. I keep thinking of me widow pals. If I squeal, tell them my name, they will put me on the spit.
You mean the spot, don't you? You don't know your English.
No, I mean spit. You don't know me widow pals. Hey, why don't you beat me with a rubber hose like they do in the movie?
No, I couldn't beat you with a rubber hose.
Oh, come on. Force you tell.
No. Now, once more. What is your name?
Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah, who do you think I was? Ida Lupino?
What were you doing in the store in the first place?
I come in looking for bargains in the bargain basement.
In the bargain basement?
Yeah, you know, blood and sweat and tears, you know.
Yes, I understand. Where is your mother?
She's at the exchange counter.
She is? What's she doing there?
I think she's trying to exchange me for something useful.
Maybe a bag of candy could do it.
Hey, what you eating?
Candy.
Really?
And if you tell me your name, I'll give you... Get your mitts out of there, I'll break your arm.
Don't you hit me. Okay, you give me some candy and I'll tell you my name.
Oh, no, uncross your fingers.
Okay.
Now your toes.
Okay.
Now your ears.
Now don't give me that, I am naturally flappy.
All right, come on, take a piece of candy and tell me the truth.
Okay. Awful fresh McFarlane. Very good, very good.
Well, now that you've had the candy, what's your name?
Oh, no, it wasn't that good.
Why, you little imp, I got a good mind to bat you.
My little boy. Junior, what's this man doing to you?
He was going to hit me with a club.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you hit my child? Don't you know that he carries a knife?
Yeah, I carry a knife, and that's my slogan.
What's your slogan?
Swing and stabber with Junior the Jabber.
Junior, sometimes I wish your father had dropped you on your head.
Yeah, I thought Pop did drop me on my head.
Yes, but not enough.
Yeah. Hey, Mommy, where are you, Bear?
I've been looking around the store.
Yeah? You have been looking around? Did you lift anything?
Of course not, Junior. How can you say that?
I don't know. Maybe it's because that bicycle sticking out from under your coat.
That's a bicycle I bought for you. You can ride it down the middle of Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, that's dangerous, ain't it, Mommy?
Yes.
I think you got a little dash of Peter Lorre in you, Mommy.
Well, come on, Junior. We've got some more shopping to do.
Okay. Gee, Mommy, I'm awful tired. You carry me, will you, Mommy?
I'm tired.
Tired,
too. Why should I carry you?
You carry me or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you use bubble gum to hold up your stocking. Mommy, can I have a lollipop?
No, lick your thumb.
I am, but I don't like it. All the flavor's gone. Can I have a lollipop?
You'll spoil your lunch.
Well, can I have a hot dog for lunch?
No, you'll spoil your dinner.
Well, can I have some food for dinner, or will that spoil my breakfast? Now work your way out of that, my guy.
Come on, Junior, let's go into this department. I have to buy you some new shoes.
Okay, why don't you buy me a little shirt?
A shirt?
Yeah. I look pretty silly running around with this tie around my bare neck.
Come on, Junior. Let's go into this department. I have to buy you some new shoes.
Okay, Mommy. Mommy, have I stopped growing?
No, Junior.
Oh, well, look like I'm going to get another pair of shoes three sizes too big for me. Uh-oh. Here comes a man running for the elevator. I will stick my foot out just at the right time.
Why did you make me miss that elevator?
I could tell you, but it would only lead to bloodshed.
Oh, Junior, look at those nice house dresses over there.
Are those house dresses?
Yes.
They must be awful fat houses.
Well, I'm going to go look at them, and you stand right here.
Okay. Well, here I am, all alone. Hold on to your hat, folks. Here we go again. Now, if I work real fast, maybe I can get lost again. Here I hid away from everybody all alone. Gee, look at them pretty sleds. Flexible flyers. Oh, boy, I sure wish I had the money. Think you look pretty, don't I? I could perform an operation on me little piggy bank. Maybe I better try out a sled first. I will go belly whopping. hurt my widow tummy. Ooh. How should I know about these things? Gee, I didn't know they only worked on snow. I'm a native Californian. Gee, I bet I could slide down the stairway, though. I wonder if it's deep enough. It looks deep enough. If I do, I do a whipping. I do it. I would slide down the stairway. Here I go. Oh, boy, what a mess. Boy, look at that man I ran into. Boy, what a mess. He's laying awful still. I wonder if he does. I will ask him. Hey, mister, are you dead? If you are, I can get you a cut rate at Florist Lawn. Hey, speak to me, mister. Speak to me.
Why did you make me miss that elevator?
Train played by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. Now to get back to people who get lost. People trying to cross the desert in the old days when the West was really wild and woolly were the ones who really got lost. Let's look in on Deadeye and his gang who have just robbed the last National Bank of Azusa and now are hightailing it across the Mojave Desert.
Whoa! Well, we might as well stop, because I don't know where we are.
What do you think we ought to do, Deadeye?
Well, let me see. If we're where I think we are, we better start digging graves.
Look, what's that over yonder that looks like a city?
That's a mirage.
Let's head for that. It's better than nothing.
Boy, it sure is hot here on this desert.
Yeah, sure is hot.
Yeah, it's so hot, if I was wearing underwear, it'd be sticking to me.
Well, we can't stay here, Deadeye. We gotta get water.
Water?
Yeah, you know. That's the stuff them civilized people wash in.
Oh, now, they can't be that civilized.
Oh, it sure is hot on this desert.
Yeah, my tongue is hanging out so fire, I could pole vault the rest of the way. Is all my gang here?
All but about 27 men.
You mean I lost 27 men in that last raid?
No, we didn't lose them, but ever since they seen that movie, they've been on Gene Autry's side.
I don't know what the old West is coming to. We gotta stop all this cattle rustling.
Why do we have to stop all the cattle rustling, boss?
Because them cattle rustlers are rustling off the cattle I rustle.
Yeah, things have come to a pretty pass.
Pretty pass. Now, come, come. This is no time to speak of Central Avenue Pachisi. Say, where's Calamity Jane?
She stopped back at the dime store to get a bottle of Taboo.
Taboo? What's that?
How do I know? I ain't no dame.
Hey, look, Jedi. Here comes Calamity Jane now. She's in a big hurry, too. She's carrying the horse.
Hiya, Jedi. Did you make your getaway okay?
Yeah. Where were you?
I stopped to get some liniment for my horse and some perfumey for me.
Perfumey? What's that?
Sweet smelling stuff like soap.
Soap? What's that?
That's the junk that lots of females use on their face.
Females? What's that?
Say, don't you know nothing?
Nothing? What's that?
Hey, Mr. Deadeye, we better stop here for a while. My mule Rathbone just can't go no further.
Rathbone? Is that what you call your mule?
Sure. Just look at that snare on his face.
Yeah. Say, Wonderful, what makes that mule so skinny?
Well, every morning I toss a corn to see if I'll buy hay or beer.
Yeah?
This is the unluckiest mule. He lost 6 times this week. Yeah, this mule sure is getting skinny. Just look at them ribs.
Yeah, he looks like a rumba band, don't he?
Where do you think I got him?
Boy, this old sun's really beating down on my back. I'm getting all sunburned. Boy, am I sunburned. Wonderful.
Yes, boss?
Peel me. I'm a grape. See, does that sun make you peel?
Yes, sir. That's all I do is peel. Now I know exactly what an orange feels like.
Well, that'll be enough from you, Squirt. Say, any water left in that canteen?
Not much. Only about 4 swallows left.
4 of us here. Tell you what, let's cut cards.
With your
high man wins. Huh?
Beg pardon?
High man wins. And with my cards.
Sure, go ahead and drink it, Mr. Deadeye. It'll save wear and tear on our shovels.
Say, Deadeye, how much swag did you get?
Plenty. Wonderful got the safety deposit and jewels. Two-Gun got all the gold and silver.
What did you get?
I didn't bother with that chicken feed. I got 2 pinball machines.
Say, how about dividing it up, Deadeye?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, we'll divide it into 4 parts. Here. Nothing, 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 and what I get. Now, let's get going.
Deadeye can't go on. We've been riding for days and days.
Yeah, no. I wonder how that Hopalong Cassidy fella does it.
That's easy, Deadeye. He wears a guitar.
Gosh, all over?
I think we're lost, Deadeye.
Yeah, why?
That last signpost just said, your guess is as good as mine.
Can't you tell where we is by the light of the stars, Mr. Deadeye?
Nope, not since them air raid wardens got busy the other night.
Say, look, there's a water hole over there.
Yeah, but look at all them bones lying around it. It's poisoned.
Well, there's a sign by it, Deadeye. What does it say?
Drinking water. Forget what happened to the others. Signed, Junior. Well, who's going to try that water?
Don't look at me. I like to smack my lips after I drink.
Come on, Wonderful. You think that first drink.
Not me. That vulture over there just pulled out a tape measure.
That's no vulture. That's an eagle.
Well, he's got ideas like a vulture.
You try it, Deadeye. Now, you ain't afraid to die, are you?
No, but I just ain't ready for a naughty pine zoot suit just yet. Now, look, stop stalling with me, Wonderful. Get down there and drink that water.
Okay. Tastes like arsenic.
Yeah? What does arsenic taste like? I said, what does arsenic taste like? Uh-oh.
He's gone.
Yeah. I only hope he didn't go to what arsenic tastes like.
Say, I'm tired, Deadeye. Let's camp here for the night.
Well, it's okay with me. What about it, Two-Gun?
That suits me, Deadeye. Now, come on, gal. Let's you and me hold hands or something.
Huh? Hey, what's that? You making a pass at my gal, Two-Gun?
No, Deadeye. I didn't make no pass at her.
You're a lying, Deadeye.
Oh, yeah? Look me in the eye and say that.
I can't look you straight in the eye. Every time I focus, you unfocus. Now, I don't want any more of your lips, see? On second thought, maybe I do. Meat's going to be a little scarce around here.
You can't talk to me that-a-way, Deadeye. Reach for your shooting arm.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair and square about this. I'll count 3, and then we'll fire. You ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3. Butterfingers.
Listen, them's wolves howling, Deadeye.
Yeah, we can't be so far from Hollywood after all.
Say, Deadeye, I'm scared to death of coyotes. After what they did to my mother.
Yeah? What'd they do to your mother?
They bit back at her.
Well, don't be afraid, gal. Cuddle up to me. I'm strong.
Yeah, but the wrong kind of strong. Gosh, your hair looks nice and slick, Deadeye. What you got on it, hair oil?
Nope, it's just something my ma had left over from killing a pig.
Ain't you glad I'm here with you, Deadeye?
Yeah, but right now I wish I had my old gal here, Surefire.
Surefire? What she got that I ain't got?
Water on the knee. Water. Water.
Deadeye, it's the sheriff.
Oh, it's no use trying to get away. I'm burning up inside.
Finally caught up to you, didn't the Deadeye?
Water. Water.
Well, I shouldn't do this, but here, take a drink from my canteen.
Quick, give me the water. I'm perched.
That's enough, Deadeye. Smoke's coming out of your ears. Don't hang him, Sheriff. We've got all the money we stole. We'll give it back.
Sure, Calamity's got it there in his stocking. Show him, Calamity.
There.
Say, I wouldn't mind opening an account in that bank myself. Well, I'm sorry, Deadeye, but I gotta take you back to stand trial.
Oh, Sheriff, this is the West.
Yeah?
What do you say? Let's be fair and square about it.
Well, come on.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
Yeah.
I'll count three.
Does that answer your question? Yeah. Deadeye, you were mighty clever to hide way out here. We never thought of looking for you this far away from civilization. At this spot, no one would find you.
Yeah, where are we?
Read the sign on that there building.
Great Ball of Fire, Santa Anita.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.